Greetings in Christ Jesus, and welcome back once again to the Twin Steeples podcast. I am your host, Pastor Joe Nauman, gathered here with Pastor Neil Radical. Pastor, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
Well, wonderful. Today is, let's see, April 22nd, 2020. We are still in the midst of our shelter-in-place order. So how about a devotion today that can encourage us as we are at home considering the work of our Savior?
Yeah, I'd like to read with you Romans 8, verse 11. It says there, "But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you." What I like about this verse, Joe, you know, it's in the whole, Pastor Nauman, sorry, is the whole context here. Romans 8 is talking about being set free from, there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So it's not only talking about that in regards to sin, it's talking about that in regards to our salvation. So as, you know, we're following Easter here, we're still celebrating Easter, of course, in the church here, we're giving thanks that, you know, because God has raised Christ from the dead, because Christ has risen from the dead, he promises us in this verse that because we're connected to him by faith, we are going to also have life in our mortal bodies, our own physical bodies, like Job talks about. And we know that the Holy Spirit dwells in us and has made this promise to us. And so it gives us that confidence in our faith, confidence in life, confidence in death, confidence in our loved ones as they draw close to death or as they pass from this life into the life to come. And so really there's a lot of great verses like this in the Bible that give us this promise and this comfort of Jesus' resurrection, what that means for our own life and resurrection as well. Can I hear your thoughts too?
Yeah, it's kind of a beautiful picture, isn't it? That Christ's resurrection from death enables our spiritual resurrection from spiritual death. We were dead in our trespasses and sins, as Paul points out quite often, but because of what Jesus has done, we are now raised to newness of life. And if God has the power to physically raise Jesus from the dead, he also has the power to spiritually grant us that life and to give us that eternal life. And that's the promise of the verse, like you said, is that our mortal bodies will receive life. Even though they are dust and ashes in the ground, they will be raised to newness of life, to life everlasting in heaven on that great day when the Lord returns again.
I think it's fitting to, you used yesterday in your chapel, which kind of made me think of this section, hymn 201, but why don't we wait to read through part of that hymn at the very end of our podcast. Let's go into some of the other business and stuff. So we'll kind of end with that prayer, if that's okay with you.
That sounds like a good idea. So just basically, we want to recap a little bit some of the other online opportunities. Neil, Pastor Radical, and I are both continually working with the Burden and Blessing podcast. We're coming out with this weekly Twin Steeples podcast, and we've sent out studies on some Bible studies as well and made available for you. Also, there's the Sunday school lessons that have been coming to our parents for use with your children. Print out whatever pages may interest your children and feel free to use that. It's all been free and made available to us through that. And there'll be more of those coming out certainly for a couple of weeks to go here. Our weekend services continue to live stream at 10 a.m. We'll be doing that for at least the next 2 weeks through May 3rd.
Yeah, I want to quickly apologize for this last weekend. We had a little bit of that hiccup. So if there's ever a little bit of that delay, like we had this last weekend with the internet malfunction, please just be patient because the behind the scenes people are working really hard to try to keep that going and going well. So I was really impressed. They were able to be able to recover within basically 5 minutes from a crash right before the service. So that was neat to see.
Yep. So expect, you know, just because if it isn't up right at 10 o'clock, you can expect we're all here scrambling, working on it, trying to make sure that we're working towards getting it on there. So if it's 10:01 and it's not there, just keep refreshing and keep expecting that it will pop up eventually and we'll get it to you. One way or another, it will arrive. So, we've also been, as you mentioned a minute ago, doing those daily chapels. I've been heading that up for the school. You can find that link on our website or through the bulletin as well. We're going to try to get some more chapel speakers going once again. I just kind of took it over immediately following the shelter-in-place order, so it was a little easier just for one guy to do it. But now we're going to be trying to get a couple more speakers involved with that chapel, so that'll be it'll be good to get a rotation going with that again, but we're still encouraging all of our members. This is a a daily chapel for use, not only of our school kids, but for all of you, for personal meditation and growth in God's Word. We've been studying through the life of Jesus, and we're just making our way into the book of Acts in my series, and you're welcome to go back and listen to those as you like as well. Last thing we kind of want to talk about with our online content we've been working on is the potential for a weekly Bible study through the Zoom app. We use Zoom for our voters meeting on Monday night, which we'll talk about in a minute, but it's a way for us all to kind of connect and to speak to one another and be heard and speak to each other. So we're working through this right now. We're talking to the deacons, getting permission, and we'll hopeful in the next couple weeks at least that we can find some way for us to do a weekly Bible study, maybe in the evening or something like that. Do you have any ideas with that immediately, Pastor Radical?
I think the quickest solution, which would be try to meet like Wednesday evenings, probably after supper time, and maybe finish off that heaven study that everyone hopefully would have a copy of electronically or handout. Or there's another study that I know I attended, the Hales Corners. They had one that talks about politics, what's going on with COVID, and kind of the church's relationship with that. And that was an interesting study to be a part of. And so I've had a little bit of that studies from Pastor Eichstead, Michael Eichstead from Hales Corners. So that would be another option too. So if you're listening to this and you have an opinion, go ahead and shoot me an email and we'll work on getting permission for setting up the Bible study and seeing what we can do in place for that. Or if you have a suggestion on time also.
Yeah. And maybe we could set a couple up, you know, I think it'd be good to, you know, maybe have a few options for people. So let us know what you think, what you'd like to study, when you'd like to do it, and we can get working on that. So speaking of that voters meeting, we met on Monday evening at 7 p.m. Via Zoom. And I think we had about 53 participants, something like that. So really wonderful to see all these people participating. We even had a member from Colorado on our voters meeting there. That was wonderful. And we were able to communicate through that and take votes via another website in which people were able to cast their votes for the different things that was on our agenda. It took just about the full 3 hours, but we got through all the material we needed to get through, and everyone was very patient and loving and Christian in their attitudes. And just want to thank everyone for working so hard to make that meeting happen. Quite a few of our members, Brandon Heinze, Kyle Oxner, Zach Leon, were working very hard behind the scenes to make that possible. And so thank you all very much for that work. And being able to continue the work of the ministry here at Emmanuel is really, really neat and encouraging to see everybody and kind of get a look into many people's homes as they had their videos on as well. As a part of that voters meeting, we issued a call for the open teacher position at Emmanuel for the high school math and science, and we issued that call to Mr. Neil Bernthal, who lives down in Florida. He is currently the principal and upper grade school teacher there in Florida. He has, he's married, I believe he has, is it four children, I believe, and certainly trust that the Holy Spirit will lead him to correct conclusion on that, and trust that pray that God blesses him and his work down there, and see if the Lord has in mind for him to come and continue the work of our ministry here at Emmanuel in this part of his kingdom. Also wanted to talk briefly about the communion plan going forward. This coming weekend is the last weekend in April, and the weekend after that would be the first weekend in May, which would be our normal communion. Of course, that is before the shut-in, the shutdown time has been set. So we will be unable to meet that May 3rd, but we're working on a communion plan. You want to detail that a little bit for us, Pastor Radical?
Sure. We mentioned to the voters that we had ordered some small sealable bottles. And so the idea would be that we'd fill those for the members and be able to package those, maybe two or three per package, and then have the communion wafers in there too, and have that possibility of gluten-free. Of course, this would all be done in a sanitary way with gloves and taking proper precautions. And then we'd have a set time, you know, maybe like a Friday afternoon and a Saturday, you know, around lunchtime, where you could stop in, and then someone would be there, maybe one or both of us would be there, someone else would be there, and you'd basically be able to hand it to you like everyone else is doing at the businesses, to your car, what you would need for yourself and your family, or whoever's at your home. And then that this coming Sunday live stream service. At the end of the service, we would do basically one table communion where we'd go through a little communion liturgy, and then we would do that table, and then you'd be able to take it at home as you're watching that live, or if you watch it later if you can't make the live service. That's basically the idea.
Well, that'd be great. You know, we've been, certainly all of us have been missing communion, missing that fellowship that we've been, that God desires for us. And so if we can come up with an option for us to do that, certainly I think it would be good. I think it'd be wonderful to try to do that for that first Sunday in May, even though we won't be able to gather in person. We could take communion and enjoy that fellowship, even though we are separate from each other. So, go ahead.
I was going to say, well, let's just assume we're going to shoot for that Sunday then. If we get deacon approval, unless there's something else that we're not thinking of, if we can get all the packages ready and get those dates and times to pick them up, then we'll try to go forward with that first weekend. I think that's a good plan.
All right. So look for more information on that. We'll certainly have more on the podcast, and there'll probably be something in the email coming out this weekend for services as well. Last thing, Pastor, you said you wanted to wrap up with the words of hymn 201, I believe.
Yeah, I would just like to read more like the poem form, but the very comforting words here. Again, you picked this one not too long ago from the chapels, but I really think it's important that we reflect on this confidence like we read about from Romans 8, verse 11, the confidence that the Spirit gives to us of Christ's resurrection, our own resurrection. Just a couple verses here. Verse 1, Jesus lives, the victory's won. Death no longer can appall me. Jesus lives, death's reign is done. From the grave, Christ will recall me. Brighter scenes will then commence. This shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, I know full well. Not from me his love shall sever. Life nor death nor powers of hell. Part me now from Christ forever. God will be a sure defense. This shall be my confidence. Jesus lives, and now is death but the gate of life immortal. This shall calm my trembling breath when I pass its gloomy portal. Faith shall cry as fails each sense, Jesus is my confidence. Amen.
I love that beautiful line right at the end, as fails each sense. What's the one sense that remains at the very end is that faith, that trust, that confidence, like the hymn says, the trust in the Lord. And so I pray that each of you work on that most important sense of all, that faith that God put in you. And may the Lord continue to bless and help each of us to grow. Thank you for listening to the podcast today. Pray that our Lord Jesus Christ bless you all. And remember, God is with you.